T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
NBA protocols come out for the life in their bubble at the Walt Disney World in Florida next month. Have you seen this protocol?
I have not.
Okay. There's a lot going on. I'm going to take this from a couple of sites, Axios and The Athletic. First of all, they are going to test for COVID-19 regularly. When someone tests positive, they'll be placed in isolation while they'll remain for at least 14 days. Once they test negative twice in a span of more than 24 hours, they can leave isolation. NBA will use video technology to help with contact tracing. Anyone who is within 6 feet of someone who tested positive for at least 15 minutes or had direct contact with infectious secretions or excretions, i.e. was coughed on, will be considered a close contact and will also be tested. How about this? Smart rings. Players and staff will have the option to use wearable rings that track temperature, heart rate, respiration rate, and other variables. They also display an illness probability score. I want one of these in everyday life. I want a smart ring.
I don't have a problem with that.
I want my illness probability score.
Of course you do.
Mask usage will be required indoors except when eating and when in an individual's room. During games, players, referees, bench players, and coaches in the first row of seating will not be required to wear masks. Gator, there's going to be an anonymous hotline. The NBA will establish an anonymous hotline to report violations, with discipline ranging from fines to suspensions to removal from campus.
Snitch line.
Snitch line, yeah. Yep. You know what snitches get?
A phone number, apparently.
Yeah. They get a bat line right to Commissioner Silver.
All right, so here they go. Teams will stay at 3 resorts based on seating, and each team will have a travel party.
Based on seating, so you get like... The top seeds get the really good hotels and resorts.
Yeah, the
and,
Pistons are at the Motel 6.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Good news is the Warriors are there this year.
Yeah. Teams stay at 3 resorts based upon seating. The Grand Destino Tower in Coronado Springs will have the Bucks, Lakers, Raptors, Clippers, Celtics, Nuggets, Jazz, and Heat. The Grand Floridian, which I've been in, didn't stay there, will have the Thunder, 76ers, Rockets, Pacers, Mavericks, Nets, Grizzlies, and Magic. And the Yacht Club Resort will have the Trailblazers, Kings, Pelicans, Spurs, Suns, and Wizards. On this release, each one has a link that says take a tour. The amenities for the players, okay?
Mm-hmm.
24-hour VIP concierge.
Sure.
A players-only lounge, TV, gaming, card tables, ping pong. There'll be mental health services, pools, barbers, manicurists, salon services, yoga, and meditation.
I'm sorry, did you say players-only lounge?
Yes.
Who else is in this hotel?
I don't know. Coaches, assistant coaches.
Equipment managers.
Each team has a travel party of 37, I believe. So.
Wow, I find that to be odd.
Players only lounge?
Yeah.
You can get away from the trainer that's always bugging you?
Right. What's that about, though? Isn't it a little bit too exclusive there?
No media.
I don't know. Food. Each team will have a dedicated Disney culinary team, and players will get 3 freshly prepared meals a day and 4 meals a day on game days. Entertainment. Movie screenings, including unreleased Disney movies like Black Widow and other daily entertainment, will be provided, and teams will eventually be able to visit isolated restaurants, golf courses, and more.
What is this? We got a pamphlet on what to expect when you go to this?
This is like when you get off the plane and
right,
they
exactly.
hand you, the concierge hands you all the stuff. It's like, holy crap, we got the premium package, baby!
Dude, Black Widow!
Woohoo!
Here's your daily schedule, according to the Athletic's Shams Charania. Morning, breakfast at hotel, shoot around at practice facility, 7 locations throughout the park. Afternoon, post shoot around lunch at hotel, downtime at hotel. Pre-game, drive to Wide World of Sports, 4:30. Warm-up on non-game court, 5 to 6:15. Meeting in locker room, 6:15 to 6:40. Warm-up on game court, 6:40 to 7. Post-game, team meeting, 9:40 to 9:50. Media availability, 9:50 to 10:20. Drive to hotel, 10:20 to 10:40. Showers and meal. So, more here. The players will have access. I did see the players will have access to the Disney parks. What I am seeing here, Gator, is simply put, the best basketball camp ever.
I can't argue with that. It's the best camp, period. It's totally, everything is all inclusive. You can bring parts of your family with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I understand the downside of this. I guess I do have one question. If everybody's basically in a bubble here,
yep.
After the first week and nobody's tested positive, why still the requirement for masks when you're not playing and stuff? I don't get that.
I'm guessing because
you're in a bubble.
I'm not sure they're not allowed off the property.
I suppose Disney, if you can go to Disney, that's not on the property, is it?
Yeah. Players will have, well, it is on the property, but it might have, you know, germs there.
Is it open to other people, I guess?
Players will have the option to wear a proximity alarm that will notify a player if he spends more than 5 seconds within 6 feet of another person on campus who's also wearing an alarm.
Nobody's going to want that.
I don't,
Gator, I figured you would want that. You don't like people in your space, right?
No, well, I don't have
back
a problem,
you
know, saying back off. I mean, who wants somebody invading your space? But Ken and I were talking a little about this before the show. You're going to be posting people up during a game.
Yep.
You're coming in full contact with the opposition. Do we really need the proximity marker or alarm on your body? Just to alert you that somebody else is there that also has a proximity alarm when you guys are going to be going head to head the next night?
Well, look, better safe than sorry, I suppose. I mean, at some point, I'm sure that they are going to extremes to CYA a little bit.
Sure, but this is where I get concerned about the bat phone to Silver with the the community snitch line that's anonymous there. Because, I mean, am I going to get fined or suspended because I was within 6 feet of somebody for 45 seconds for one time?
There are reports in checking out the fact that LeBron James already wears this during the regular season because you're not allowed to get that close to him. So they're looking into it.
I hear
Woj is on it right now.
Yeah,
I heard with LeBron that when it beeps, he just falls down.
Yeah, it's an automatic two foul shot.
Yeah, two shots.
It's the best basketball camp ever.
It sounds pretty sweet.
Yep. It's a sick camp.
Dude, this is like going to Sandals with all of your friends.
Unreleased movies you're getting. I mean, this
Black
is everything.
Widow.
I remember when I went to a ton of basketball camps when I was younger, and I went to one. I went to De La Salle's camp when I was a kid, and we got Faygo Pop during break at lunch, and I thought it was the greatest camp there ever was.
Right.
Faygo, I'm like, holy, free! This is free. I can grab more than one. Go have at it, son. All right.
Wow.
And then I fast forward to now, 2021 or 2020, and they get Black Widow.
Black Widow. Dude, I remember going to like Lions training camp for years. Whether it was, I've been to Lions training camp when they had it at the Silver Dome, when they had it at, not Grand Valley, but Saginaw Valley, and when they've had it at Allen Park. The media room, like, you have these little packets of peanut butter and jelly, and you can make your own peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I thought that was the greatest thing ever.
Free PB&J.
And Gatorade.
Wow.
And Gatorade.
And, not or.
And.
I went to a Macomb Community College basketball camp when I was a kid as well. Willie Mitchell showed up. That's right. Mr. Basketball, U of M commit, Willie Mitchell.
I thought that was the
highlight.
At the time, man.
You think Adam Silver can get Willie Mitchell done?
Can
I mean, if he's
Silver
got time, I don't know what he's doing now.
Can he get Willie Mitchell and Faygo?
Yeah.
A new pineapple orange, man.
By the way, could I have gone to more Detroit-centric basketball camps thinking about it? We got Faco and Willie Mitchell at my camps. Everyone gets a Coney dog on the way out.
Wow. Oh, dare to dream.
I wish.
Dare to dream.
What's so funny is you go to those camps and you're like, wait, I get a free t-shirt?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't fit.
And a soccer ball? Matter? I get a soccer ball? Wow.
Why are kids getting beer koozies?
Yeah. A keychain?
I can't drive.
You're so excited when you go to those sports camps and you get something. Of course, it's not free. Your parents probably paid $375 for it.
Here's your wristband.
Yeah.
I'll see you at 4.
This is awesome.
Anyway, 248-539-9797. If you remember what your big perk was at sports camp, and how does it compare to what the NBA players are getting?
God, they are just catering. Just please come play in this bubble, right?
Right.
Give us a couple months.
What else can the players like? Right. They've given us all this. What else do you think we can ask for?
I know,
what do you guys want?
Yellow M&Ms only.
Only yellow?
Yeah, right.
You got it. Yeah.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. I think Evan just topped us all. Evan, who answers phones, was at a camp, a basketball camp, and you know who the speaker was? I think he's told us before in the office. And when I
Larry Pollock.
No.
Do you remember a great shooter scorer? He was a lottery pick, actually, at Michigan State.
One of the best perimeter shooters.
Yeah.
Sean Respert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They brought in Sean Respert's brother.
That's pretty sweet.
If I'm announcing it, that's how I'm doing it, too, by the way, for the campers. Hey, everyone, get on your feet. It's time to meet and greet one of the most prolific scorers in Spartan history, Sean Respert's brother. Wait. Not Sean Respert, his brother.
Yeah. There's more for the NBA camp.
His brother did play at Michigan.
Scott Respert?
Mike. I think it was Mike Respert. Oh, okay. And didn't he play at Michigan State too?
Yeah, maybe. But
well, I mean, look, he's not Sean Respert. I get it. You know.
Oh, do you get it?
Right. Yeah, I get it.
NBA camp, team-sponsored outings, restaurants, boating, bowling, fishing, golfing, access to the NBA experience, Disney's Animal Kingdom, and Disney's Wild Africa Trek. All slightly better than Faygo Pop, Willie Mitchell, and Sean Respert's brother. 248-539-9797.
You have Caitlin Lucas's neighbor! Here's the guy, Steve Smith's mailman.
Dude, but when you're a kid, right, you're like, I get to keep the lanyard with the university logo on the thing that goes around my neck? All right.
The NBA players are complaining.
Oh, who we got, Doug? Let's go.
Insurance.
Hope it's not an old lady.
All right. Let me try it. Hello?
Ooh, might be real.
He's actually still in bed. Can I take a message?
Still in bed? He's actually in trouble. The test results came back.
Okay. Can you call back in like an hour? He'll be up then. In an hour, he should be up.
Call him on his cell phone.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for interrupting our show.
Bye. God, it's every day around the same time my phone rings.
Who was that?
It was somebody from his high school. They have graduation tomorrow, drive-through graduation, and he's still in bed. So
yeah, well, that's about right.
You know what's hard to do? It's hard to talk on the phone and listen to you at the same time.
What?
Anyway, 248-539-9797.
I do this all the time, by the way. A friend calls me all the time, and she might be in a drive-through window situation, like at a CVS or Starbucks or something like that. And no, I never give her a break. Of course, I'm going to yell. So, right. Let me out. So it's fun. In this case, the guy couldn't hear us, but
no. Anyway, let's get to your phone calls.
Greg is in Dearborn. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. So back in high school, a handful of us were picked off of our hockey team to go be counselors at the Little Caesars hockey camp for, like, the little kids. And it was great. We got, you know, like, Red Wing gear to go, you know, so we looked all official and everything. One of the mornings, they let us come into the Joe early. And so three of my teammates took shots at me from, like, 4 to 6 a.m. at the empty Joe.
Wow.
The echo of the shots in that place, it was insane with nobody in there. What else? I think, oh, we met Bear, you know, we met a bunch of some players, a handful of them, and Barry Smith was great. He asked, like, our captain, he was like, so, you know, any of you guys played any kind of junior or anything like that? And we all kind of shrugged, and then our captain was like, well, I kind of almost played, or, like, you know, I played a little bit of junior B, and he just looked at him. He's like, junior B? That's nothing. Why don't you come back to me when he was like, why don't you come back to me when you guys actually have some skill?
Oh,
wow.
It was amazing. It was like, I always heard that he was a prickly, but it was like, it was fun to watch it in full force.
Good God.
It's a little harsh.
Why don't you come back and get some hair on your nuts? What is that?
Dude, I remember he turned like the, you know, he turned beet red too. He was so embarrassed. It was great.
Wow.
And then we walked all the little kids between the Joe, like outside from the Joe to Kobo, which was pretty sketchy to say the least back in like 2000. And but that was fun. We went to Kobo and we got to play soccer. The indoor soccer field was in there when whatever that team was. It was a great time.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty sweet experience.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's no...
You didn't get to meet Mike Respert, though.
Disney animals or whatever. But.
And no access to Disney parks and unreleased movies, but... 2485-3997-97. Here's feedback coming in. I remember we got the powder sleeve of Gatorade, a skinny bag of Cheez-Its, and the fun-size Three Musketeers bars. You know what the biggest thrill is when you go away to those sports camps? Honestly, is realization that, wait a sec, I take the tray up, I get all the food I want, then I eat, and I can go back and get more? Like, that, the eating in the dorms is a huge thrill when you're a kid.
Yeah. Huge thrill as an 18-year-old.
Yeah, no kidding.
Freshman 15, how does that happen? Exactly. Well, here's what happens. Once you're in that cafeteria, anything goes.
This package Disney is putting out for the NBA is going to be offered for paying guests. I guarantee it. Mickey says, pull out a second mortgage. That's from an unnamed texter.
Hey, buddy.
I'd like the NBA package for my family, please. That would be $250,000, sir.
Right? The Pistons will get the Bates Motel. That's from Will. I went to Michigan football camp. I remember I won $80 playing poker and saw multiple girls flashing us as we walked dorm to practice. Okay, anybody else have... I had soccer camp at U of M, which coincided with cheerleader camp.
Mm.
And it seemed like the greatest thing ever.
And yet... Nothing happened.
No, of course not. Went to a golf camp as a kid. Got some free golf tees. You know, the big extra tall ones? Thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Golf camp?
Yep.
They have golf camp?
Of course.
How awesome does that sound?
They should have it for adults.
Yes.
They probably do. My greatest camp was basketball camp at Flint Powers High School. It was Joe Dumars basketball camp, and we had a special guest. It was Isaiah Thomas. We also got a free t-shirt. It's from Mark and Flint.
Which Isaiah Thomas, though?
It was a guy named Isaiah Thomas.
Right, right.
Getting to eat at the campus cafe was the coolest experience ever. No unreleased movies, though. Hey, I got a squeeze bottle. Don't hate, man.
Squeeze bottle.
Yep.
Hey, listen, it's free. It's awesome, right?
Yeah, well, free in quotes.
Well, right. Sorry.
For just $425, right. You get a free squeeze bottle.
That's awesome. Look at this.
248-539-9797. Phone calls and ticket texts as we talk about your best sports camp experience. Paling in comparison to what they've got for the NBA, where they have got the hookup at Disney. I hope it happens. I mean, some of those players might be down there for 2.5 months. I would guess after a while it might get a little bit tough.
Maybe. Yep. I was looking at Mike Respert's career stats.
Yeah.
He did not play a whole lot. Only credited for playing in 31 games in his career. Played in two different seasons at Michigan State. But only one of the seasons has like minutes played.
Yeah.
So in 94-95, he played 12 minutes total. In those 12 minutes, he scored. He actually wasn't terrible. He ended up with, if you look at the per 40 minutes average, if you averaged it out, he would have been a 30-point scorer.
But you know why? Those walk-ons get in the game. They have like 45 seconds. Guess what they're doing? Shooting.
They're chucking it, yes.
If you make a basket, your per 40 minutes is through the roof.
He was 3-for-7 in the field in those 12 minutes and was 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Also had a rebound and a couple of assists and a couple of steals. My man was all over. Oh, and 3 turnovers. So he was all over the stat sheet in limited time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.